Even before the recent swell of cyber attacks, the FBI was looking to beef up its cyber division to help better investigate such threats. The agency is in the midst of a drive to find and hire more cybersecurity experts and turn them into special agents. Applications are due January 20th. Robert Anderson is Executive Assistant Director of the FBI. He explains the push for new cyber agents.
There is a very large cyber component inside the FBI already, but as everybody sees on the news and as we see in our daily interactions with the intelligence community and the private sector, there's a growing need for cyber expertise, not just inside the FBI, but everywhere in the United States intelligence community. So we're trying to get the best men and women we can to come into the organization and be part of the team.
And what are the skills that you need in particular?
So we're looking for individuals that would like to become special agents of the FBI, and their background in education. We're looking for anyone that has science, technology, engineering, and math skills. And then, of course, people who have worked in the private sector or in other government-affiliated agencies that have cyber expertise. We're looking for all of them to come and be part of the team.
And so what will their jobs be? Are they going to try to do forensics, ultimately, to try to find the sources and causes of cyber attacks?
Yeah, so, I mean, when they come into the FBI, they'll go through all the same training that everybody else does down at Quantico at the FBI Academy, and then they will be integrated into all aspects of the FBI, whether that's counterterrorism, counterintelligence, criminal, weapons of mass destruction. And really why we're doing that is it allows us to have that expertise throughout the organization, not just in one component.
Because when you look at the cyber situation, you've got so many different overlapping areas. I mean, there are foreign state actors against private entities here. There are private entities acting against public entities in the United States and all of these different formats. And so how do you know, where does the FBI's jurisdiction or purview end and, say, Homeland Security or the military begin?
Well, it's very carefully coordinated, and obviously the FBI, anything that has to do with national security or nation-state actors, the FBI would handle. And then we'd work any other types of criminal investigations with our partners, not only at DHS, but the United States Secret Service. And anytime there's attack, if there was an attack against the United States as a whole, that would obviously fall to the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security.
All right, so getting back to these recruits, are you looking for people that have already had industrial experience, or can someone be a recent graduate in one of the STEM fields, say computer science, and could they qualify?
Absolutely, they could qualify as long as they meet the minimum application requirements for age and education. But we're looking for all aspects of academia as well as the private sector and other government organizations. I think that's what makes, quite frankly, the FBI what it is today, is the diversity of the people that come to work here. You put all those different backgrounds together and you've got a heck of a team.
And for the FBI, that means that once they're done with Quantico and so forth, they'll work in cyber, but it sounds like they'll be trained that with a little bit of effort, they could work almost anywhere in the FBI.
That's absolutely correct. The cyber specialty agents will receive further kind of intense cyber background training on top of their normal training down at the FBI Academy, but then they will be integrated in with all aspects of the FBI.
I imagine it's safe to say that almost every crime the FBI investigates has a cyber component to it.
Nowadays, you're absolutely right. I mean, cyber permeates every aspect of what our organization does nowadays. That's only going to get more and more as we move forward down the line. And that's the same, not just of us, but the United States intelligence community.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about the techniques you're going to use to try to find people. Are you going to campuses? Are you advertising? Are you using word of mouth? How's it all work?
So all the above, and we have initiatives right now that we're going out to top academia-type institutions around the country looking for potential candidates. We're also posting different intern applications to come look, get inside the FBI, see if you like it, see what we're all about, and that's been very successful. Our Human Resources Department has done an excellent job on that. We literally currently have thousands of applicants just to do intern rotations through the FBI. So we're going to look at all aspects of the candidate pool and then hopefully pick the best to make the organization even better than it is.
We're speaking with Robert Anderson, Executive Assistant Director of the FBI. And when you are looking for cyber people, very often they might come from a background that's somewhat different than other people that enter the law enforcement field. Suppose someone has, say, somewhere in their background, a conviction for pot. but they are really terrific at cyber. Is this something that can be overcome in terms of their working for the federal government?
Well, I think there's, like I said, in the application process, there's minimum requirements. And in there, it kind of states out the different background things that we look for. So as long as they match that, then it would be fine.
In other words, if they come clean with it and it's over and done with and they've got a clean record otherwise, they could still become an FBI agent.
Yeah, the one thing that you don't ever want to do working for this organization, and I can probably speak for a lot of other law enforcement organizations, is the one thing that you have to have your entire time is your word. So there's no lying. You have to be upfront about everything that you do when you do it, and not only when you come into the FBI, but I can tell you, you have very comprehensive backgrounds throughout your career that we all go through every so many years, along with polygraphs and other things. So you have to be upfront with everything on your application.
Probably not bad advice for life itself. And so once someone would be coming into the FBI, what kinds of tools, labs, what are the forensic materials they have to work with in their daily lives?
So the FBI is upgrading its infrastructure, not only inside the United States, but with our legal attachés that are out around the world in 83 different countries dealing with our partners abroad. So the infrastructure for computer and science technology is moving way ahead. And that is one of the things that we're concentrating on. The thing with cyber is you have to kind of envelop the entire cyber kind of technology realm as well as the people to use it. Because if you just bring really good people into the organization and your infrastructure and your technology piece can't function as well as they do, then you're not really doing anything. So it's a holistic approach to the whole organization.
And you're competing to some degree with Homeland Security, even with some of the military, Cyber Command and so forth, plus industry. There's this huge demand for cyber people. What can agencies work together to maybe make sure that they're not going after the same people repeatedly and maybe increase the pool in some manner?
No, absolutely. And that's one of the things we're doing. I got to tell you, the partnership that we have with DHS and the rest of the USIC and the Secret Service is the best I've ever seen in my career. I've been doing this for a long time. And we do look at that and we make sure that we're all trying to get the best people in so that the American people win.
And this might be a little premature, but as the FBI at least thinks about what that new headquarters might look like, I imagine cyber is going to be a big part of the planning there.
It's huge. And I can tell you, cyber is a huge part of the planning inside the FBI, and it's a huge priority of our directors, and it kind of mimics the rest of the United States intelligence community. This is one thing that will keep getting more and more inside of our daily activities, not only on law enforcement, but on the intelligence side for the rest of all of our lives.
And as you look at the cyber landscape itself, how is it changing? Because we're seeing it seems like there's a greater percentage of breaches that occur are resulting in actual exfiltration of data or some other damage. And so there's a little difference. Some people look at the numbers of breaches. Other people look at the actual damage done. Are those two moving a little bit closer together, which would not be a great sign?
So you got to take them independently, but I'll tell you, cyber evolves at such a rapid pace, and that's the one thing that our organization and the USIC is striving for. You really need to get to a point where not only the government and the United States intelligence community, but the private sector and other corporations can talk at the speed of cyber. In other words, machine to machine. That's where we all want to go, because not only can you stop the people attacking the different corporations or the infrastructure of the government, but the bigger part is putting up defenses so that as we see these different kind of cyber and malware attacks, as you referenced a few minutes ago, you actually have the tools to prevent them. So right now, in a lot of these cases, we're reactive to it, whether it's the private sector or the FBI or the USIC. Where we're all trying to get to is to be proactive and stop this stuff before it happens.
And what about the international aspect of this? Because I know the FBI does have good ties with Italian, British, and so, you know, officials in other countries. So will these people be part of that whole complex also?
Yep. I can tell you our international partnerships have expanded over the years. And when it comes to cyber, we have worked in the last year in a lot of the cases you've seen out on the press, whether it's been indictment or intelligence, different cases with countries that we've never really partnered with before. And what that tells you is not only is cyber important to our country, but it's very important around the world. The one thing we have to remember with cyber is there's no boundaries, there's no borders, there's no state demarcation lines where you cross and go into another state. People literally can be in a foreign country and perform hundreds, if not thousands, of bank robberies around the world in a couple of minutes with cyber technology. So this is one area where I see that the entire whole of government, and not only the whole of government, but the world is trying to come together on in combating these type of crimes.